Hi, I'm Natalie Lussier, and this is Launch It and Profit, Module 4, the Lussier Launch. So I decided to create an acronym based on my name. So basically, just to like unpack what a launch experience could look like, should look like to get good results. So this is what Lussier would stand for in this particular instance. So it means live, unique, story, selling, inspiring, expert results. So I'm going to dive into each of these words and how they apply to your launch. But I want you to either write this down or just kind of get a feel for what this actually means when it comes to your launch. So here we go, the Lussier launch. So the first component is live, and we've talked about this quite a bit already in the course, but I really wanted to stress this and this whole live interactive component, because this interaction that you're going to have with people, even if it does not end up being an open and close blockbuster launch and it's more of an evergreen model, is really important. So, you know, with social media, with the online world, people want to feel like they're being heard. They want to feel like they're interacting with you, and they don't want to feel like they're by themselves on their computer. So what can you make them feel, and how can you create a great live experience where people feel like they're a part of something, people feel like they're there with you? So you could do a live call, live stream, live webinar. It can be a live Google Hangout or party. It can be all kinds of things. And we're going to talk more about how to make it fun and unique to you. But basically, knowing that that live component is important, especially for a timed open and close launch, that the one that most people want to create. So this is really important because it increases interaction. So next, we have unique. So this is all about the unique experience. So how can you bring your personality, your unique gifts, and your talents to the launch process? So think about what you stand for in your industry, and then also how that's different from what your competitors stand for and what they're all about. If you can contrast what you're doing to what's usually business as usual in your industry, then you can really break the mold and do it your own way. And I've found the best results when I've done things that way. When I take a look around and see, okay, so everybody's doing is zagging, so how can I zig? Or everybody else is zigging, how can I zag? Right? And just taking a look around you, taking a look at what seems to be very common, what seems to be happening a lot these days, and how can you create something that's unique to you and also that makes people feel good. So like we were saying during the live component, what can you do that's going to create a great experience? So for me, I've noticed that the better experience I can create for someone, something that's smooth, something that's fun, that's engaging, that gets them great results, they always come back for more. So how can you create that experience and really build that into your launch process and your launch sequence? Then we're going into S. All right, story. So the launch itself has a story arc, and your sales presentation, your sales page, all the different elements of your launch have a story arc. But the overall launch, pre-launch videos, pre-launch emails, everything all has a story arc as well. So if your launch sequence is presented as a series of really, you know, dry facts, then no one is going to remember them and they won't be able to tell you apart from your competitors. It's just going to be, okay, I learned 5 tips and that's fine, but I could have learned that by Googling or by going anywhere else. So it's really not about the facts as much as it is about the story. So obviously you want to give great actionable information and advice in your pre-launch because, you know, people do want results, but at the same time, the story that you use to give that information is so, so important. So in my opinion, story sells, story connects, and also story is something that's unique. So when we're talking about unique experience, your story is always unique. It doesn't matter how many other people have had something that seems similar to what you've done, or, you know, even if they grew up in the same place as you, you're always going to have a different interpretation and you're always going to have a different way of talking about your story. So now I want to talk a little bit about story archetypes, because I feel like story is such a broad thing. We could have like a whole course just about story, but I want to give you the tools that you'll need to design the story that will sell the most and just basically connect with people the most. All right, so there's a couple of stories that are repeated over and over. And Joseph Campbell is a writer, and he wrote a bunch of different books all about this concept that there's only one main myth or one main story that all the other stories are kind of based out of or stem from. So he came up with the hero's journey concept. So basically, every story has a similar start to it, a similar middle and a similar end. And especially when he was studying different American Indian or Native American and all over the world, he basically studied different myths from different cultures, and he saw that there was just so much overlap and so many similarities, so he came up with the concept of the hero's journey. Another great book that if you wanted to dive deeper into this story and storytelling is a book by Robert McKee, and it's called Story, Substance, Structure, and Style: The Principles of Screenwriting. And it's also another great book. It's very dense, so it's definitely not something you'll read, in a weekend or before you go to bed. But it is useful if you want to just dive deeper into storytelling. So the other thing is that I've noticed personally that, Joseph Campbell did a lot of work around the hero's journey, but I also think that there's a lot to be learned from romantic comedies and romance. And I feel like they kind of have a slightly different way of approaching the subject of story. And don't worry, I'll be connecting all of this to your launch shortly. But I also wanted to just give credit to postadvertising.com for this really great breakdown of the hero's journey. So this is actually based on the Cinderella story. So let's go through it, and then we'll go over how you can apply this during your pre-launch as well. So here we have Cinderella in her ordinary world. So it really shows kind of that before anything starts in the story. So that's basically Cinderella in her family dynamics, not very happy. We kind of know that story, but that's the ordinary world. Then we have the call to adventure. So this is when she gets word of the ball at the palace. Then we have refusal of the call. So, this does tend to happen in a lot of the stories is, something happens, they find out about this cool thing, or they're called to do something but something stops them. So, or there's like refusing to actually do it. So Cinderella can't go. In this case, it wasn't her fault necessarily, but she just couldn't go. Then there's the meeting of the mentor. So this is, in her case, the fairy godmother. Then there's crossing the threshold. So Cinderella will go to the ball. Great. Then we have tests, allies, and enemies. So for her, for Cinderella, we have the pumpkin carriage, the dress, the glass slippers, all of that good stuff helping her get there. Then we have the approach. So this is Cinderella dancing with the prince. We see kind of how everything is going to come together. Then we see the central ordeal. So in her case, she falls in love. Then we have the reward. So the prince has also fallen in love. Finally, we have the road back. So this is, what happens after she's gone to this place. She needs to return home. And so, midnight, back to the old life. We know how that ends. But then there is the resurrection. So now she, the prince is looking for her and the glass shoe fits. Wonderful. And then, you return with the elixir. So this means the princess and the prince get married. And so that's kind of how Cinderella breaks down into the hero's journey. So as you can see, there's a couple places where you're like, did they really need a whole step for that? And when you're telling the story, you don't need to break it down so specifically and say, okay, then I crossed the threshold and then the reward or anything like that. But, this is just really good to take a look at if you've never really thought about story in this kind of pattern before. Okay, so now I want you to go ahead and think about your story as it relates to your launch. Okay, so chances are that whatever it is that you're selling or you're putting together as a product or a program, you've got some sort of experience or some sort of life story that relates to it. And so let me go through kind of how I would do this, or how I've done this to my own launches. And then I want you to go ahead and do this exercise for yourself, because I know it's going to make a huge difference as you sit down to write your story. Okay, so I'm just going to go through. So ordinary world. All right, so I am going to go with my raw food launch because I feel like this just fits perfectly. Ordinary world, I was, you know, just starting my business and I wanted to, you know, get going in business. Not a whole lot of activity. Call to adventure. Okay, I hear about this whole concept of launching a product. Wonderful. All right. I can't go. So in this case, refusal of the call is not so much that I didn't do it. It is that I did it, but it didn't work. So I did a launch, didn't work. Meeting of the mentor. So perfectly timed. I hired someone to help me with my launch, and then crossing the threshold. Great. We worked on the new launch and together. And then tests, allies, and enemies. I actually had a lot of people helping me share some of my free pre-launch content on social media just because they liked it and they were just being nice and generous with their tweets and their Facebook messages. So that was definitely my allies coming in here. And then my approach. Okay, so now the launch shopping cart is open. And then the central ordeal for me was, hey, I made a bunch of sales. It actually worked. People liked it. And it totally resonated with people. The reward is that, you know, I feel good. I made some money. I helped people. It felt like, you know, everything kind of came together. And then the road back for me was that, okay, great. So now, you know, I did this once, but, you know, now my income is back to zero because, you know, when you launch, you make money. But if you're not launching, you're not making money. For in this case, resurrection was, okay, well, let me try launching again, see what happens. And the return was that I launched again and I had similar results. So as you can see, this really breaks down beautifully into this whole pattern here. So now I want you to think through your story. And the reason that I want you to do this and how it's actually going to look inside your pre-launch content is that you can have either a video or an audio or even just like a little biography type thing, or it could be in an email where you talk about this story and kind of the steps that you went through, because we can all relate to this whole structure and to this whole storyline, because we've all lived it in different aspects of our lives, in different ways, and it's just so important to be able to connect with other people on this story and human level. So this is a really important exercise for you to do, and I can't wait to actually read your stories and kind of discover how you went through this in your own industry and your own topic area. So that was story. Now we're getting into selling. Okay, so selling wholeheartedly. I'm going to talk about a couple of different things when it comes to selling. But one of the things I really saw often is that for somebody who's launching for the first time, or, you know, who isn't super confident about what they're selling, is that you might hold back or pull back when you're not getting the immediate results that you're expecting. So you're out there, you're promoting, you know, you're getting people, maybe a couple of sales, and you're just not getting exactly the number that you were hoping for. So you decide, okay, well, I'm not going to send the last few emails, or I'm not going to keep pushing because clearly people don't want this, which is not true, because it's not over until the shopping cart closes. And I really feel like if you put your heart, especially into the last few emails, but all of them is even better, if you put your heart into writing those emails and connecting with people and you don't give up, you will get the sales and the results that you're looking for. I also feel like sometimes we're like, oh, well, I sent videos, I sent emails, I'm done. Like everything should just happen from there. But to me, it's more about, you know, what do you need to do and, you know, do what it takes to make those sales by answering questions on email or on the phone or on social media, and just really being there so that people feel like they're being seen, feel like they're being heard, feel like you are going to deliver on what it is that you're selling to them. So to me, that's a really important thing, an important part of selling wholeheartedly. So the other thing when it comes to selling is being a great salesperson. And to me, being a great salesperson means not holding back when you know you have a solution for someone and being able to tell somebody who needs what you have to offer exactly how they can benefit from your product. So not saying, well, you know, you might want to check it out, or you know, if you meet somebody at a coffee shop or at a bar or wherever you hang out, and you know you can help them, you know your product or your service is exactly what they need in their life right now, you know, think about what you would tell them. Think about, you've just heard them tell you what they need and you know you can offer that to them. What would you say to them? How would you act differently in that one-on-one situation than you would online? So sometimes, you know, when we're like online, we're like, oh, well, of course they know how important it's going to be for them, how useful it's going to be for them. And then in person, you might have a slightly different way of talking about it. So I want you to really know that however you would talk about it on a one-on-one in-person setting is how you want to talk about it online too. So you don't want to get all formal or stiff or anything. You want to keep it as conversational and as human to human as you possibly can. Another thing is that giving a reason why really helps you sell more. And also it's just a more authentic and real way to connect. So when I say reason why, I mean, you can use this concept of the reason why throughout your entire launch and on your sales page and your copy. But basically what it means is, let's say that you have put together some videos or you've put together a free PDF that you want to send people before they're signing up that includes part of your story. You can say, I want to share with you my story because, and that reason why is really gonna give them so much more insight into why you're doing things, but also trust and understanding of what you're doing and why it's important. So, you know, you might say, I'm sharing with you my story because I want you to know that you're not alone and I want you to know that there's a solution for you. So that's a really, really authentic and real way to tell people why you're doing what you're doing. You can also say, I put together, you know, this next training video with for you because I made these mistakes when I was starting out and I don't want you to make those same mistakes. Or I put together this free awesome PDF with great recipes for you because I don't want you wasting time, you know, when you have better things to do coming up with recipes that are healthy and delicious. You know, I've done all the work for you and I just want you to have these as a gift. So, you know, there's kind of different ways that you can use this reason why concept, but the same goes for if you have a live call. You know, I'm doing a live call because I want to answer your questions, because I want you to be there live and I don't want you to miss out on what's happening here. You can also use this for any kind of scarcity or, you know, open and closing of things. So like, let's say the shopping cart is closing and the course, a live course that you're doing or whatever it is starting the next week. You can say, you know, the shopping cart is closing because the course starts next week. So using this reason why is really a powerful tool when it comes to being a great salesperson, especially if you're using it for, you know, obviously legitimate, real reasons. And also really being clear about who the program and product is for and who it's not for is going to be a huge, huge thing when you're selling. So you do not want the wrong people signing up because then it's just going to cause more stress for them and for you. So you want everyone to have the best unique experience as possible. And that's really about being clear. So what can you do during your pre-launch and during your storytelling so that people can identify if they are your ideal clients and customers and if they're not? So, you know, there might be things where you realize, okay, people who are really scared about X, Y, and Z should probably not take this program. Or people who have medical conditions, or people who, you know, just don't have time to implement, you know, whatever it is for you, if you can get clear on that and let other people who are interested in your product know ahead of time before they sign up, that's going to be the best solution. And also just standing in full confidence about the value of what it is that your offer is, because you know it's amazing. And if it's not amazing, then make it amazing. But really standing in full confidence of what it is that you're offering is going to make such a huge difference in how you sell it, how you approach people, how you talk about it. It's really, really an important piece of the conversation. And then also just, you know, when it comes to talking about your product during your pre-launch, the whole way through your launch, meeting the person exactly where they're at and not staying at a shallow level of communication is a major, major important piece. And we're going to talk a bit more about that in the copywriting module 5. But basically, the more that you can talk about things that people are experiencing or thinking about already, the better. So, for example, let's say that you have a program where you help people figure out if they want to quit their job and start a business or if they should stay in their job. So that's a really scary, it's a very scary thing, a very scary place for people to be in. So they're probably not thinking things like, oh, you know, it would be nice if I could figure this out, or I really need some coaching around this, or anything like that. They're probably thinking like, really scary things. So for example, they're probably thinking, am I going to be stuck in a job I hate forever? Or is there a way for me to, you know, either change my situation at my current job, or, you know, maybe get promoted or figure out what it is about my job that needs to be changed. They might also be thinking about, you know, what am I going to do if I lose my job, because I'm such a unhappy person at my job right now and I can't afford to lose it, but I don't know if there's a better job for me out there. Like, those are all kind of those things that are thinking, that they're thinking going through their minds, and you need to be able to meet them where they're at. So the same goes for health, for example. So let's say that somebody is considering doing a cleanse or detox. They're probably thinking some deep things. So they're probably thinking about, you know, oh my God, like, I need to lose a couple of extra pounds. I'm always tired. I need to figure out a better way for me to eat. Or, you know, there's probably something deep inside that they're thinking about that you're maybe not addressing during your pre-launch or on your sales page. So how can you get to the root of that? That's a really important thing. All right, so that's selling. Now we have inspiring. So really, most people are very skeptical, especially on the internet, and they might believe that the results that you're talking about are possible for you or for other people, but they need proof and they need to be inspired through case studies and stories that it's possible for them too. So you really need to paint the picture of what's possible on the other side after they've taken your program, after they've gone through what your offer is, and also to help them really just like lay to bed their fears and their objections about why it's not going to work for them. So I feel like this is all about leading with inspiration and then also handling their real doubts with panache. So let's kind of dive into this one here. So this really does work the best when you're doing a case study. So the story that we talked about your story is awesome and definitely important. But you know, let's say you're a health coach and somebody looks at you and they're like, well, of course you were able to, you know, lose weight or get healthy or whatnot, stay on a detox or whatever it was for you. But I'm different. I'm a normal person. I don't have superpowers. I can't do that. So you need to show proof. And usually that's testimonials, that's case studies, before and afters of people who have been able to do this. And they can be your clients. They can be even like beta testers for your program. They could even be your family members. Like, there's all kinds of different ways. I used to talk about my dad a lot because in my raw food business, because he started eating more fresh fruits and vegetables and lost weight and his skin got like younger looking and he had all these great benefits. And, you know, he was a normal person. He had eaten a certain way his whole life, and he was able to get these results from not going 100% raw, but just from including more fruits and vegetables. And so I like to really bring in that inspiring story or a couple of inspiring stories to give people a look into what's possible and also to handle some of those objections. So let's say that your ideal client avatar here is a really busy person and they don't have a whole lot of time. So what you need to really help them with or overcome this objection in this inspiration piece of your pre-launch is, you know, talk about somebody else who is also very busy, but who was able to still overcome that problem and take action and get results through your product or your service. So some of the biggest objections that people have, no matter what it is that you're selling, are time and money. So, you know, time, how much time am I going to need to implement, to take this on, to do something like this? And then what's the money? What's the cost? Are there going to be any other fees or investments related to this? So in the case study, you don't always have to address the money thing, but definitely the time thing is a good thing to address. And if you can address money too, that's a great thing to do as well. Okay, so now we have expert positioning. So if you're selling something, you are the expert in that topic and you need to communicate that properly. So this is where showing social proof. So, you know, if you've been featured in any magazines or press or anything like that, if you have other people in your industry who have said nice testimonial type things about you, that's also really good. And also just stressing how you're different from the competition is enough to position you as an expert as well. So let's talk about your unique selling proposition. So a strong one really sets you up for massive sales, and without one, you're easily forgotten. So this is kind of going back to that unique point that we talked about earlier, and we're going to dive into the uniqueness of you based around your expert positioning here. So when it really comes down to it, I think that you can't be afraid to brag a little bit. Tell them why they should be doing business with you right now. That's what this whole piece really comes into it. And this is something that should be kind of woven across all the different videos or content that you're doing for your pre-launch. So let's dive into the USP. So a USP it's a very traditional kind of marketing jargon, but it really is what makes or breaks your positioning in the marketplace. So it's one sentence that basically describes who the product is for, what it does, and how it's different from competing offers. So here are a couple of examples, and then I'll also give you a formula that you can use and fill in for your own product and programs. So in the example of Launch It and Profit, it helps women entrepreneurs launch online programs profitably and with ease, better than complicated scientific formulas ever could. So as you can see, I talk about who it's for, what it does, launch online programs, and how it's different. So or basically the benefit of doing it this way. So profitably and with ease, and better than basically positions me against other people in this marketplace or other competitors. And in this case, it's other competitors who have very scientific kind of step-by-step, this is exactly how you need to launch type of formulas, which is not really my thing. Because I believe that, again, a unique sequence and a unique experience is really where you're going to get the best results. So here's another example. So Cure Cravings Forever helps want to be healthy eaters eat more fresh whole food without punishment or crazy dieting programs. So it basically tells me who it's for, people who want to be healthy. And then eat is what it helps them do. but it more specifically, and the benefits are that they'll eat more fresh food. And the way that I'm kind of comparing against the market or positioning against the market is without punishment or crazy dieting programs. So, you know, there are so many different types of diets, so many different, ways for people to eat. And the program is not about punishment or crazy diets. So that's how I'm basically positioning this program. And now I want you to do this exercise for yourself. So what is it that you stand for in your unique selling proposition for your program? So a good little starting point is we help target market, do something with benefits. So benefits usually fall into faster, easier, simpler, or cheaper. But you can see here, profitably and with ease. So that basically means easier and cheaper. In this case, it's more profitably, so kind of cheaper. But, you know, in that case, it's actually the opposite side of cheaper in terms of, you know, more profitable. And the same goes for the benefit is without punishment. So I would say either that's easier or simpler, one of the two, and crazy dieting programs. So yeah, so basically you can kind of get a feel for what that benefit would be to somebody. And then better than the competition. So you can say better than, you know, other designers or whatever it is in your particular business. So I really want you to do this exercise. That's going to help you hone in on how your product is different. And then when you're telling your story, and then when you're talking about the product and the program, it's just going to be way, way easier for people to connect immediately about the value of it for themselves and also why they should pick you and not other people. All right, now we're going into results. So this is all about people don't care so much about how you deliver the goods. They just want to make sure they get the results that they're looking for. So when it comes to talking about your product and your program, you really need to focus on the benefits and not just the features. So here's an example that I was having a conversation with my cousin over the weekend, and this is what he was saying. So he sells bikes, and sometimes you have two identical looking bikes, but one is made of a more expensive carbon and it's just a way higher priced bike. But he was saying that he has a hard time selling these bikes because people don't really care. They just want a good price. And really, when I was talking to him about it, I was like, well, okay, I get that, you know, the carbon is more expensive, but you really have to tell me what it does for me, right? Because I'm not a bike person. So to me, again, I would probably be like everybody else and just pick the cheaper bike because I don't really understand it. But if you can make me understand why it's going to be better for me, then I'm definitely more likely to look at the more expensive bike because it's really comes down to what's in it for me, what's in it for them, right? So it only matters to me if the bike is safer or faster or lighter or more fun to ride. Like, what are the actual outcomes of having that more expensive bike? So to me, it's all about the features and the benefits. And that's also the case for anyone who's looking to buy anything that you're creating. So let's take a look at some more examples of features and benefits so you can get really clear when you're putting together your offer and you can communicate better. All right, so a feature of your product might be that you have a 187-page PDF. Now, the benefits are that in this PDF, you'll get simple 20-minute and you're done recipes that your whole family will love. So actually, the 20-minute and you're done recipes are totally benefits because most people are busy. So if you tell them that they can do these recipes in just 20 minutes, that is a time saver, right? So faster, cheaper, easier, simpler, and those are kind of the benefit or the most common benefits, right? So that's one thing. The other benefit is your whole family will love, and that's absolutely a benefit because it's not just about the recipes, but it's also that it'll make it easier for your family to eat healthy. It'll basically make it easier for everybody to eat great food, and they will love you for it. That's an amazing benefit. So next we have a feature, 5 coaching calls. So this could be group coaching, could be one-on-one, it doesn't really matter. But in this particular example, I had it as one-on-one. So 5 coaching calls. To be honest, nobody really wants to buy coaching, right? What they want is my undivided attention and years of experience resolving childhood trauma so you can get back to living life to the fullest. So you can see they're very, very different focuses. So coaching calls tells you what you get, but benefits tell you, you know, why you actually care, why you actually want this. So you'll see, okay, so you can get back to living life to the fullest. So that's a huge benefit right there because, you know, what does it do for them? It helps them move past things and get back to life and enjoying life. So to me, that's a huge benefit. All right, then we have video and audio downloads. So In this case, I came up with the example of discover the missing piece of your hula hoop choreography training that will have studios hiring you at twice your usual rate. So obviously video and audio, it could be video and audio of anything, but the example I chose was, you know, a hula hoop training. So in this example, the benefit is that you'll have studios hiring you at twice your usual rate. And for somebody who wants to work in the hula hoop choreography genre, then that's a really big piece of the puzzle, right? So that's a really big benefit. They can make more money, and you know, it seems like it'll be easier to get studios to hire you, so you'll get more clients. So I think that's a really big benefit. So you can also see that, you know, you could have, if you wanted to change the way the feature was written, it could be 5 hula hoop choreography video and audio downloads. And then the benefit was, you know, that will have the studios hiring you at twice your usual rate. Okay, so basically, just to boil it down, features are usually the deliverables. So anything that is like a fact about how things are going to be. And then the benefits are the results that they can expect from taking in these features and these deliverables and actually using them. So these are the results that they can expect. These are the benefits that they will get from your product and your service. So these are the results that people want. And this is a really important thing as you continue to talk about your product, whether that's in your emails, in your copy, anywhere that you're going through in your course. So this was the Lucier launch. Now I want you to go ahead and download the sheet, the handout to work on this, and I will see you in the next video.